the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on our Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. And before I get to the list of the greatest American dishes, I got to get to some or this restaurant that's probably ain't going to make no list no time soon. And I'm ready for this documentary.
I think I know where you're going.
Oh, yeah, we're going to the Houston Institution.
I know where you're going.
Turkey leg hut still going, man.
That's tough.
Another plot twist. I didn't see this one coming.
Mm-hmm. It really is a soap opera over there, ain't it?
It is. This is a whole plot twist right here. So, gospel singer James Fortune has entered the chat with this with this turkey leg hut situation. So, I didn't even know he had any involvement with this.
Yeah.
But apparently, he been giving money to turkey leg hut to I guess kind of invest in it.
To keep him afloat.
Yeah, maybe that.
And it wasn't working. And I got the news clip right here pretty much explaining everything what happened with this.
More legal trouble for Houston's well-known turkey leg hut.
Grammy-nominated gospel singer James Fortune and his wife are now suing the restaurant's owner over claims they put more than $300,000 into the restaurant and are now out of the money.
The Fortunes say they loan Nakia, as the restaurant's owner, $100,000. 2 months later, Nakia says Nakia phoned.
She was hysterical because the comptrollers were physically there to seize assets, and so she needed financial assistance immediately.
The Fortunes then say they put in $180,000 for 15% ownership of the Turkey Leg Hut. The Fortunes say they spent thousands paying for food supplies and services. Then, on March 26, Turkey Leg Hut filed for bankruptcy, declaring less than $50,000 in assets.
By then, we're, you know, $300,000 in. Bankruptcy was filed a month after we had given that money. We come to find out there's millions in debt now.
The Fortunes say they've put in nearly $400,000 into the restaurant. Now they are suing and pray in hopes of getting their money back.
That's real nasty.
I think put that at the end.
Yeah, nasty nat pop.
But man, this story is getting crazy.
They ain't getting their money back.
No, they're not.
Even if they win the suit.
Man,
because that company is not Turkey Leg Hut not making it.
It seemed like they broke as a joke right now, man.
Just end it, man.
Yeah,
just call it.
Hey, it's been a good run, man.
Yes.
This situation,
has it been a good run?
Well, the food.
It started.
Except for the bugs and, you know,
but
slime,
you know,
and the
what?
Ice machine.
But honestly, this restaurant had the whole world going crazy,
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Every time I talk to somebody that's not from Houston, the first thing they say, I want to come to Houston so I could go to Turkey Leg Hut.
Yep.
Yeah.
And just the downfall of this, man, this got documentary or docuseries written
all over.
I think
you're right. I think there's money overseas somewhere.
It could be.
I'm saying, like, I think somebody's stashing some money somewhere because they were making too much. Unless they're just the worst business people ever.
Very much possible.
Yeah.
Right? We can't ignore the possibility.
It seemed like it's some slimy going on too, man.
Yes.
So yeah. Look, if I was an investor, I would not give my money to them.
Yeah. I mean, look, I hate to be that guy, but what are the personal assets we're talking about, right?
Like, yeah.
Let's look at that. It is very possible that a business was poorly run. And ultimately, the real nasty, and the reason why I think that is a possibility, you knew that you had all these debts, and you're like, hey, just another $100,000.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll make it happen. Just let me get another $100,000.
I think somebody stashed some money somewhere, man.
Yeah, I feel bad for the Fortunes.
Oh,
put all that money in there, and it's probably going to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And they ain't going to get nothing.
Yeah.
So it was a list of the greatest American dishes put out. I think I want to say it was by CNN.
Mm-hmm.
And number one, y'all can probably guess what's the number one American dish is.
Hamburger.
Barbecue.
Oh, yeah. You damn right it is.
Yep, barbecue was number one.
All right.
This was the surprising one to me. Fried okra.
Okay, the list is invalid.
What?
Don't get me wrong. I love fried okra.
I was about to say, you bet not.
That's one of my go-to sides at barbecue restaurants is fried okra. But number two?
Yeah. Yeah, and this list was kind of weird too, mm-hmm. because I feel like they was bringing in all type of dishes that's not American, and they said this is the top 20 American dishes.
All right, yeah. So I'm willing to hear this out.
Yeah, a couple things they had on here. They had Cobb salad.
Cobb salad. Well, it's a popular. Salad. I don't know. It wasn't like three, was it?
I mean,
well, I'm a big blue cheese guy, and Cobb salad has.
This was. I want to say this was after fried okra.
Okay.
They had peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Deservedly so.
Hamburgers.
All right.
That's what I thought.
American pie.
Okay.
Chili. Clam chowder.
I guess.
Yeah. Reuben. The Reuben sandwich.
I'm a big fan. Reuben. I'm a big fan of the
Reuben. Reuben.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Eggs Benedict. I never had this.
Oh, yeah. It's good. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Grits. Spaghetti and meatballs. And chocolate chip cookies.
Are we claiming spaghetti and meatballs for real?
As an American dish. Yeah, like because it's been Americanized. Everybody makes it. Yeah, I got no problem with this. Other than okra number two, that's a little bizarre.
Yeah.
And I'm a fan.
Some other things they had on this list was fried bread, red beans and rice, gumbo.
There we go. I was waiting for that stuff.
Yeah.
Poke.
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 Mm-hmm.
Banana pudding.
Do we get a chance to close? Can we claim poke as well? Like poke balls?
It's been Americanized too, I guess.
Yeah, but like that feels. Anyway.
They also had General So chicken.
You know what? I don't mind it.
Like, I
feel
I
like
know.
We might be.
It feels
I
real
feel,
nasty.
I feel like we might be lacking in American food. we gotta go somewhere else.
I mean, like, I know that we have had. Yeah, we have Americanized some foods. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
There's a decent amount of, like, homegrown inventions here that we could. That we don't have to go out there and do some of that.
I think General So's was invented in the United States.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I saw a documentary once. You know, one of these food
about General So's?
No, just a food documentary. Oh. Might have been Foods That Built America. Y'all seen that?
And all that?
Okay. I think somebody in California invented it.
See, now, I agree with this. 832, if we go spaghetti and catfish, which is a very Midwest dish.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Spaghetti and meatballs, I feel like we just, they're like, we do spaghetti, we do meatballs. Yeah. What are you talking about?
We used to do spaghetti and chicken.
Oh, okay.
So, like, chicken, fried chicken, spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Poke is mostly Hawaiian, so yeah. Okay. Thank you, all Joseph. Right. Did not realize that. Today I learned.
So it's wedding season, and my schedule is starting to pick up a lot because I work for a photo booth company.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Photo Blee.
Hey.
And, yeah, man, I was at a wedding. So I'm going to one this Saturday. I was at one the last couple Saturdays. And it got me thinking because I saw this guy. I actually ran into a couple listeners out there, too.
Oh, good.
And they actually recognized me. But it got me thinking because as soon as the bride and the groom came in and I seen the father of the bride came in, he had like a stack of papers.
Oh,
with
no.
a microphone where I'm just like, man.
Yeah.
We about to be here for a long time.
Although there's something very entertaining about an awkward, speech, dad speech or best man speech.
Yeah, so it kind of got me thinking, man, what are some uncomfortable things about being at somebody else's wedding?
Well, that's
when
one
it comes to that. So I gotta listen to this.
Yeah, people that are clearly not public speakers that have to give the speech.
Yeah.
Although obviously more power to you getting up there doing what you can. But yeah, the formulas, you don't have to follow the formula.
What do you got, Figgy?
Nice things.
So on this list I got the dress code dilemma.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a little tricky because sometimes they say like, semi-formal or cocktail formal.
Yeah.
It's just like, what the hell do I wear? And you just say, screw it, I just wear a suit. Just
right.
To cover all bases. And then now everybody there looking like they going to the U.S. Open. Like everybody there in khakis and have a rustic look or something like that. So I feel like that's one of the things that's.
Why do they overthink the way they term these things? I've always just thought casual, semi-formal, formal. Done.
Yeah.
But now they have like such and such
cocktail hour and all this other stuff.
Yes.
It's just like, man, don't make it too difficult.
Yeah.
The next one is the like I just mentioned earlier, the endless speeches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Pop's coming up there with a stack of papers, getting ready to read it all the way through. I'm just like, oh man. Or either you'll have the bride of the bridesmaid.
Yeah.
Or like the sister or the family member that get the whole announcement from the DJ saying, hey, here's the sister of the bride,
yeah,
Rebecca. And then she get up there, Hey guys, you might not know who I am.
No,
but
we don't.
I am the sister. My name is Rebecca, and I am the sister of the bride. And like, yeah. All right, he just said that.
Yeah.
So they just read a whole like scripted letter to somebody. I was just like, man, this don't even sound like you would say anything like this.
I'm at my kids' weddings. We had three weddings. We batted 5 for 6 on the best man and maid of honor or whatever the number is.
Damn,
speeches.
Who grounded out?
They're in Colorado. I can say it. My daughter's now husband's best man.
Mm, he failed.
I want to know more about that. I'm not gonna lie.
Sweating.
Oh man.
Vomited before.
Oh, hey, yo.
Yeah.
He was that nervous.
I don't know what it was. I don't know. It was nerves and booze or whatever. And yeah,
it's not an easy job. It feels like it's a big deal. So I get it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go through the list real quick. Uncomfortable seating. So sitting with somebody you have no idea who this person is.
Yep.
That could be a little awkward. The overly long ceremony.
Yeah, so just
the whole just getting married, the wedding part of it, where it's just extremely long and all these random traditions where you just like, man, what is going on? Let's get to the smooching part. Let's kiss. Like, let's kiss so we can go to the reception.
I get what you mean, but it did sound like you were just like, I come to these weddings to see kissing. Let's go.
Yeah. The awkward small talk.
Mm-hmm.
So just trying to come up with a conversation.
So where are you from? Somebody.
So how do you know how do you know the couple?
Yeah.
I'm just a coworker.
Yeah.
I don't really know the couple like that. It just invited me.
Yeah.
The pressure to dance.
Oh, there should be pressure to dance. I disagree. You got to get your ass out there, man. It's a wedding.
And this is why I actually vehemently disagree with one of our YouTube commenters who said, if it's not already on your list, line dancing at weddings makes me embarrassed to be white, which, hey, man, let me tell you, whether you're white or black or whatever in between, the line dance is your friend, right? If you don't want to dance,
you can fake it.
Get in on the line dance. Yeah. Do one or two dances.
You know they're going to play the Casper Slide.
Cupid Shuffle.
Yeah.
Right?
Casper Slide is the easiest line dance.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's telling you what to do.
And you have to dance at a wedding. I hate when those... Yeah, no, I don't really dance. Just get your ass out there. Yeah. Come on, man. It's a wedding.
If you get in if you get in on the two line dances, you can sit down for the rest of it. You danced.
Yeah.
You checked it off.
Totally agree.
Yeah. What about the bridesmaids, the groomsmen duties?
So, as in
like,
what?
Trying to like coordinate what y'all wear and all the different expenses and responsibilities and all that stuff. That's more for people that's actually in the wedding.
In the wedding party, it ends up being a little annoying, but I feel like you ultimately are like, it's fine. You're doing it for someone who cares. Now, it's the people that make it really tough, though. Like the you know, brides and grooms that are like, that now make it really tough on you. You got to go get this suit and you got to do this in particular. And you're just like, why am I
this way?
We're doing a lot right
now. I think, you know, one thing that bothered me, again, we've had three weddings in the last 3 or 4 years. So I got a little experience with this, is when the bachelor party is at a place that is like incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're going to Cabo for my bachelor party. I said, I ain't.
That type of stuff actually made it uncomfortable for some people, because I had a in-law who was trying to get married for the last 2 or 3 years, and she kept trying to schedule a wedding up in Jamaica.
Good luck.
And I'm just like, man, we struggling right now.
Good
man.
Luck.
We check to check right now. We can't afford no damn trip right now.
Yeah.
And she kept pushing it back. Hopefully people come, but it was only a few people that was able to go, man.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, man, I'm in a tough spot right now.
Yeah.
So that always make it a little awkward. And the last one, of course, is the drunk relative.
God bless him. God bless him. And it's I like to play this little game of who's it gonna be?
Like
you're at the wedding or the reception is just starting, and I look around the room. I've told my sons this, my wife, like, okay, who's it gonna be? Who's it gonna be? And like, you'd be surprised. You get a pretty good batting average if you know most of the people at the wedding. Yeah.
I think the fun part for me, since I work a photo booth, I can see it from the beginning.
Yeah.
So as soon as they walk in and some of them be scared to take a picture and all that stuff, I'll come by later. And then by the end of the night, they're like,
they're doing all kinds of stuff.
Falling all over the photo booth and spilling drinks and all that stuff. So it's just like, dang.
I don't know. I appreciate their service giving us a little more entertainment on a wedding. You know what I mean?
Oh, I like it.
There you go.
I like it.
So shout out to all the people having weddings this weekend and in this wedding season, as Fig put it, in Figgy's mixtape. 120 every weekday right here in the Loop. Appreciate you hanging out with us on a Football Friday. Before we give it to the drive, the guys are at Big City Wings in Edo. Before we do that, let's go ahead and draft the weekend. What are the games that we are most excited to watch? Games, sports, events, those types of things that we're watching on the weekend. We'll talk about that next.